outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And the mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your
heart. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let yourself be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas
load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow. Swiftly on the wings.
a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
That Santa Claus has a face with the nicest grin. He's a jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin. He brings toys for girls and boys who've been good as they should have been. He's a jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin. He keeps a page on everyone. He knows who's misbehaved. But for those who are good the whole year round, you should see the gifts he saved. So if you want a pretty doll or a top that will hop and spin, or if you want a sewing set or a wagon to ride in, make sure you're good as you can be and these lovely things you win. From the jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin.
The jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin.
Thank you.
rage on everyone. He knows who's misbehaved. But for those who were good the whole year round, you should see the gifts he saved. So if you want a pretty doll or a top that will hop and spin, or if you want a sewing set or a wagon to ride in, make sure you're good as you can be and these lovely things you win. From the jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin. The jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin. With 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 the whiskers.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling. We wish you the gift of faith and the blessing of hope and peace at Christmas and always. Our valued customers are the foundation of our success. From all our families to yours, we extend our best wishes for a happy holiday season and a new year of joy, peace, and prosperity. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling.
And Tri-City Services.
The Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. I bet you don't all know the real meaning of the word delicious, or do you? Well, I didn't until I looked it up. And it comes from two Latin words meaning pleasant and charm. And if that doesn't spell malty-rich grape nuts, then my name isn't Don Wilson. You're as pleased as punch when you sit down to the big, tempting bowl of grape nuts now, aren't you? And you're certainly charmed with that one and only malty-rich flavor that's sweet as a nut. A rich, distinctive blend of sun-ripened wheat and malted barley. A flavor that just plain hits the spot. And all that wonderful whole grain nourishment you get in grape nuts leaves you with such a satisfied feeling of well-being. Yep, for a real treat, just try a bowl of grape nuts for breakfast tomorrow. You'll find it's a charmer, all right. Gentlemen, as you know, Mary Livingston has been off the show for 3 weeks because of laryngitis. So now that she is fully recovered, we take her to her house where we find Mary and her maid, Butterfly.
Gee, Miss Livingston, you sure have pretty hair.
Well, thank you, Butterfly. Ouch! Be careful with the comb you're pulling.
Oh, excuse me. Say, Miss Livingston, was your hair always this color?
Of course. I never bleach my hair.
Neither do I.
Well, I'm glad you told me. Now, Butterfly, comb the ends into a roll.
Yes, ma'am. You know what, Miss Livingston?
What?
I think your hair is even prettier than Mr. Benny's.
Oh, Butterfly, you're just saying that. Anyway, you've never been close enough to Mr. Benny's hair to appreciate its beauty.
Oh, yes, I have. Yesterday, I was over to Mr. Benny's house.
Oh.
He wasn't home, so Uncle Rochester showed it to me.
Your Uncle Rochester has no right to open Mr. Benny's safe. Now, Butterfly, will you get my blue dress out of the closet, please? Never mind. You answer the door. I'll get the dress myself.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal.
Hello, Butterfly.
Come right in, Mr. Benny. May I take your hat?
Yes, thanks. Here's my coat.
Yes, sir. Shall I take your shawl, too?
That's a muffler. Here. Now, Butterfly, will you tell Miss... Oh, here she is.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Mary. Gee, you're looking swell, and your voice sounds okay, too.
Thanks. I feel fine now.
That's good. Say, Mary, I brought you a box of candy. Over 100 pieces in it. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Jack. Just the kind I like. Sen-sen.
Well, I'm glad you do. You know, it cost me extra to have it wrapped as a gift, you know.
Oh, Jack, you're so nice.
I know. Maybe I shouldn't have given it to you now. It'll make your Christmas present look like nothing.
Well, let's not worry about that now. Come on, we'll go into the living room.
All right. Is there a fire in the fireplace?
No, but we can build one.
Okay.
Gee, I haven't had a fire in here since I've been sick.
Well, there's nothing as homey as a fireplace with a cheery blaze. Here goes. First, a little paper. And throw on some kindling. And now for a log. There must be a smaller log around here somewhere. Let's see. Thanks, Mary. Hey, look. Look, that log came from the tree that used to be in your backyard.
Yes, I know.
Gosh, Mary, look what it says on it. I love Jack Benny. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I remember the night you carved it there.
Yeah, it was so romantic. I'll never forget that night if I live to be 40.
Jack, if you...
Don't answer that. I know what you were...
I'll take it. Hello? Plainfield, New Jersey calling? Yes, I'll hold on. Oh, Jack, it must be Mama.
Oh, is she out on parole again?
Jack, you ought to be ashamed of you. Hello? Oh, hello, Mama. Yes, I'm feeling fine now. That's right, I was off the program for 3 weeks. What? Oh, don't worry, Jack's going to pay me. He will pay me. Oh, Mama, he is not. And where'd you ever hear a word like that? That's what Papa calls you?
Mary, tell your mother.
Quiet, Jack.
No.
Say, Mama, did you get the packages I sent? Good. But I don't want either you or Papa to open those presents till Christmas. What? Papa couldn't wait. He did. Well, Mama, call a doctor. That was shaving lotion.
Mary, what was that word your mother called me?
It starts with an L.
Oh, L.
Say, Mama, tell me, what's happened to the home lately?
L. Could be liar, louse. Louse isn't so bad, is it?
What? What, Mama? Cousin Harry was made a sergeant? Oh, that's too bad.
What's bad about it?
Last week he was a lieutenant. Yes, Mama, that was Jack's voice.
L.
Yes, he's sitting right here beside me.
L.
Mama, stop it.
What's the matter?
You can drop the L and start working on D. Say, Mama, what are you and Papa doing tonight?
D, dope, done.
Oh, you expect company, so you're making a fire in the living room?
Dumbbell, that starts with a D.
But, Mama, you haven't got a fireplace in the living room. Oh, there's a hole in the rug and you wanted to cover it up with something.
Mary, hang up, will you?
Well, Mama, I think I better... just a second, operator. Mama, give my love to... Oh, darn it, we were cut off. Oh, operator, why did you... I don't care if my mother does drive you nuts. It's none of your business.
See, Mary, you see, I'm not the only one that's allergic to your mother.
Oh, Jack, Mama's only kidding. She doesn't mean half the things she says.
She does, too. I never saw a woman like that. She's always hounding me.
She doesn't hound you.
Well, she's got the face for it. And let me tell you another thing. Your mother takes delight in aggravating me. Every time she calls me up, she pans me. And I never say anything about her.
Well, you ought to be. Every time we talk about my mother, we get into an argument.
You're right, Mary. We shouldn't argue. Let's kiss and make up.
Okay.
How was that?
Let's argue.
Oh, yeah? That was all right, and you know it. Now straighten your lipstick.
Oh, you and your wet lips. Every time you kiss me, you're scared.
Now, what do you want me to do, have them retreaded? I skid. You can't say one nice thing. There's someone at the door.
That's all right. Butterfly will get us.
You can't say one thing without trying to be funny.
Oh, Jack, you take everything so seriously. Where's your sense of humor?
Sense of humor? Listen, Mary, you have no regard for my feelings. And in the first place...
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Dennis. In the first place, I only came here to visit...
Hello, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Dennis.
I only came here to cheer you up because you've been ill.
Well, this is a fine way to do it. Just because I pull a gag on you once in a while, you hit the ceiling.
I hit the ceiling?
What's going on here?
Look, Mary, when you had laryngitis, I was a constant visitor. I'm the best friend you ever had.
Do you mind if I sit down?
No, go ahead.
No, sit down, Dennis.
You know, Mary, I even brought you a box of candy, and what thanks do I get?
What do you expect for a box of scents, and a kiss for every piece?
No, Mary, but the least you can do is show your appreciation.
Oh, you're having an argument.
Dennis, why don't you please be quiet?
Gee, everywhere I go, there's an argument.
Oh, where have you been, Dennis?
Home.
And Mary, as far as I'm concerned...
At my house, it's louder.
Dennis.
They ought to be breaking it up by now.
The argument?
No, the house.
Dennis, we're not having a fight. It was just a little misunderstanding, that's all. Now, Mary, let's not argue in front of the kid.
You're right, Jack, and especially about such a silly thing. I'm a dope.
Well, I'm a dope, too.
You want to know something?
What?
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
You should know.
Thanks. Well, I guess I'll run along now.
Wait a minute, Dennis. What'd you come over here for?
Oh, I forgot. I came over to visit Miss Livingston.
You did? Well, sit down and stay a while.
Okay. Well, guess I'll run along now.
Dennis, you just got here. What's that package under your arm?
Oh, I made a record of a song and I wanted Miss Livingston to hear it.
Well, that's fine. We'll play it later. Oh, Butterfly, I see who's at the door.
Yes, Miss Livingston.
Oh, it must be Rochester. There's my new car out in front.
That yellow one? Why, it looks like a taxi cab.
Well, it was, Mary, but it's the only thing I could get. Anyway, I converted it strictly to private use.
Oh.
If it weren't for the color, no one would know it used to be a taxi. Oh, hello, Rochester.
Hello, boss. You better hurry. The meter's running.
Well, turn it off, silly. It's only us.
Why, Jack, if you're using that taxi for your own private use, why do you have a meter on it?
He never knows when he's going to give a friend a lift.
Well, Rochester, it pays to be nice.
It pays him.
Oh, that's not the reason at all. Anyway, Mary, it's not a bad car, is it?
Well, it looks all right.
It rides smoothly, too.
Yes, sir.
Did you ride in it, Dennis?
30 cents worth.
Dennis?
That's my raise. $5 worth of free rides a week.
Listen, kid, I give you those rides because... I give you those rides because I like you. I'm not in business with that taxi. I don't haul people around.
Oh, boss, come now.
Rochester, I told you, I only give my friends a lift home.
What's so funny, Rochester?
All of his friends have trunks and live at the Union Station.
Rochester, stop making things up. And you better hurry or we'll be late for the super cheese. I mean, stop mixing me up.
I know what you mean, boss, but we gotta go Christmas shopping.
Oh, that's right. Let's get going. I want to do my shopping while the stores are still loaded with stuff. So let's...
Oh, Butterfly. Butterfly, there's someone at the door. Butterfly, where are you? Oh, well, I'll answer it myself. Well, of all people.
I locked myself out.
Oh. Well, come in, Butterfly, and get Mr. Benny's things. He's leaving.
I got him. Never mind. Come on, Rochester. Let's go. So long, Mary.
Goodbye, Miss Livingston.
Goodbye. I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other... Oh, Dennis, I forgot you were still here.
Yeah, I just put my record on the phonograph. Would you like to hear it, Miss Livingston?
Sure, I would. Go ahead and play it.
Okay. Say, Miss Livingston, would you like to... Oh, well.
What, Dennis?
Never mind. Let's sit this one out.
Yes, I'd rather just listen to it.
Speak love to me.
Rochester. Rochester, don't turn the corner so fast.
Don't worry. Boss, these taxi cabs can really take it.
Rochester, I've told you 1,000 times this is my own private car now. It's not a taxi. Anyway, I'm going to have the color changed. It's getting to be ridiculous. Rochester, you're coming to a red light. Watch it.
I see it, boss.
Hey, Bud, mind if I share this cab with you?
I'm sorry, mister, but this ain't no...
Driver, no one's asking you. certainly, mister. Hop right in.
Okay. Maple Avenue, driver.
Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah. How far are you going, buddy?
Oh, I'm going much further than Maple Avenue. So you pay me and I'll pay the driver. That'll save time.
I wish he'd step on it. I'm in a hurry to get home.
You are?
Yeah. I don't want to miss the Fred Allen program.
What? There.
Gosh, boss, how could you reach the brake from the back seat?
Never mind. This is where you get out, mister.
Why? What happened? What did I say?
Get out. Get out.
You can't put me out of this cab. Hey, driver.
I'm sorry, mister, but you'll have to get out.
Oh, I do, hey? Well, my name is Brown, and I'm going to report you to the president of this company.
Mr. Brown, you may not know it, but you were thrown out by the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and star of stage, screen, and taxi cab.
That's telling them, Rochester. Let's go. Sure is proud of him, this store. I wish I'd have done my Christmas shopping early like I did last year. You going to buy any gifts in here, Rochester?
No, I already did my shopping.
You did? Where?
At Saks Central Avenue.
Now, let's see. I want to get something for my girl, Gladys Zabisco. But I don't know what.
Why don't you ask the floor walker?
Yeah. Oh, mister... Mister, are you the floor walker?
If I'm asked that question again, I'm going to smash somebody right over the head.
What are you mad about? I just asked you if you were the floor walker.
You see this carnation in my lapel?
Yes.
Or what do you think I am, a long stem?
Then you are the floor walker.
Of course. I'm not rugged enough to be a customer. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm interested in something for my girlfriend. What would you suggest?
Well, what does your girl look like?
Well, she's kind of thin and scrawny, and her hair is sort of stringy. But she really has a nice personality. She has a little turned-up nose. And she has two ears. And they,
Well, everybody's got two ears.
On the same side?
Rochester. That's the way she combs her hair. It's a large bun.
Well, I don't know what to suggest. Why don't you try our harness shop?
Oh, don't be so smart. Come on, Rochester, I'll find things myself. Let's go over to this counter here. Pardon me, miss, is this the perfume department?
No, this is the cold cream counter. Can I smear something on you?
No, thanks. I'm not interested in cold cream.
You know, we're short of help, so they split my week between cold cream and hot water bottles.
Oh.
3 days a week I'm greasy, and the other three I'm overheated.
Well, I feel sorry for you.
You know, for 20 years I was behind the perfume counter. Nothing but perfume for 20 years. Perfume, perfume, perfume.
Well, that's too bad, Miss...
Just call me Stinky.
Well, look, miss, I have to buy something for,
Hey, boss, look. Here comes Mr. Harris.
Where? Oh, yeah. Hello, Phil.
Hiya, Jackson. Hello, Chester.
Hello, Mr. Harris.
Doing a little shopping, Phil?
No, I came out here to see Don Wilson.
Don Wilson?
Yeah, he's playing Santa Claus here this year.
No kidding.
Well, how
get the job?
It wasn't easy. You had to take off 20 pounds.
Hey, can you imagine Don being Santa Claus and talking to all the little kids, telling them about... Hey, wait a minute. Have I got a wonderful idea?
What is it, Jackson?
Let's pull a gag on Wilson. Now, Phil, you go over to the boys' department and get dressed up like a little kid.
Yeah?
And I'll go down to the women's ready-to-wear and dress up like a woman. I'll be your mother.
Okay, and I'll be the mean widow kid.
Boy, will we fool Don. Rochester, wait for me out in the car. And Phil, I'll meet you in front of the toy department.
Okay.
Gee, I wish Jackson would hurry up. I feel like a dope standing here dressed up like a little kid.
Oh, boy, look what Jackson's missing. Hiya, babe.
Shut up, it's me. Now, come on, let's fool Don. Come on, we'll go and fool with... Remember, I'm your mother.
Now, gather round, children, gather round, and I want to talk to each one of you in turn. Now, let me see. Who's next?
My little son is Santa Claus. Oh. My little son is Santa Claus.
All right, madam. Now, where is your little boy?
Now, where is he? Oh, Clearwater. Clearwater.
Doody-doody, Santa Claus. Doody-doody, Santa. Here I is, Mommy.
Isn't he a darling?
Yes, he's a cute little rascal.
Now, Clearwater, tell Santa Claus what you want for Christmas. Go ahead. Don't be mad.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to do it.
Now, Clearwater track saddle. Tell Santa what you want.
No, I don't want to do it.
Clearwater.
Go on,
Clearwater, take your foot out of your mouth. There. Now the other one. That's better.
Now, little boy, tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
I want some grape nuts flakes.
Grape nuts flakes?
Yes, my mommy and my dad, he tells me that they're toasty brown and they're sweet as a nut.
That's right, my smart little man. And they're a whole grain cereal.
You're absolutely right, Santa.
Oh, how cute. Look at that nice little boy sitting on Santa Claus's lap. Such pretty golden curls he's got.
Yes, that little boy happens to be mine.
I'm not talking to you.
Now tell me, Sonny, wouldn't you like to have a bicycle?
No, I want a grape nuts flakes because they're delicious, nutritious, and not rationed.
That's right, and what else?
Well, there are basic seven food, the kind of food my dad wants me to eat more of.
Well, you certainly are a good little boy. You should be proud of him, Mrs. Clapsaddle.
Clearwater. Clearwater. Say goodbye to Santa Claus.
Goodbye, Santa Claus.
Goodbye, Santa Claus.
Goodbye, Phil. So long, Jack.
Oh, darn it. He knew it. He knew it all the time.
What are we gonna do now, Mommy dear?
Oh, shut up, you little jerk. Come on, let's get out of here.
There's a certain phase of the effect that you can't take it with you. But tonight I'm going to tell you about something you can take with you and should take with you every morning of your life. That's the zippy up and atom feeling that you get when you eat the right kind of breakfast instead of one of those sip and run affairs. Breakfast is the stoke-up meal, you know, the time when nutrition experts say we need at least one quarter of our day's nourishment. Well, for two grand tasting stoke-up foods, let me just mention grape nuts and grape nuts flakes. Because the experts also agree an adequate breakfast should include a cereal with whole grain food values. And that's certainly grape nuts and grape nuts flakes for you. Both are cram full of all around whole grain nourishment, including iron, niacin, vitamin B1, the morale building vitamin. And good, say, wait till you taste that zesty crispness. That distinctive nut-sweet flavor. So eat a good breakfast, do a better job. And for extra swell eating, make it tempting, nutritious grape nuts or grape nuts flakes.
Well, folks, that finishes another program, and we'll be back with you next Sunday night at the same time. Meanwhile, my cast and I want to send Christmas greetings to all of you. To all of you here at home and to all of our boys and girls in the service here and abroad. Good night, everybody.
Hot grape nut sweet meal. Yes, you bet. The swellest new hot cereal yet.
Get Grape Nuts Wheat Meal. It's a prize in the big new package, jumbo size.
A thrifty treat, you'll all admit, but the first delicious taste of it.
Yes, quick-cooking Grape Nuts Wheat Meal is rich and hot and brown, with a grand roasted wheat flavor, luscious full-bodied texture, real whole wheat nourishment. Get hot Grape Nuts Wheat Meal in the time-saving, money-saving new economy-size package. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles.
The Arts Council of Southwood County is ringing in the new 2025 year with a bang. Buy your tickets now for these talented performances. First, January 31st at 7:30 p.m., Jeff Allen's Are We There Yet? Comedy Show. Then Thursday, February 20th at 7:30 are the Bachelors of Broadway, Gentlemen of Theater. And finally, the smooth melodies of Billy Joel and Elton John starring Michael Cavanaugh. Tickets are available online at savorthearts.com, so don't wait. Get yours today and save your seat for cool vibes and hot entertainment.
Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax products for home and industry present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Two things are you most anxious to have in your home? Aren't they beauty and cleanliness? Well, think for a moment how easily and inexpensively you can have both beauty and cleanliness just with an occasional application of genuine Johnson's wax to your floors, furniture, and woodwork. A rich, mellow, polished wax surface is a thing of beauty in itself. The wax brings out the grain and beauty of the wood. It adds a soft luster to leather, linoleum, and metal surfaces. And, of course, this tough wax film protects these surfaces against wear, dirt, and moisture. Dust and dirt do not adhere readily to a wax-polished surface. So cleaning is not only easier, but a waxed home is actually cleaner and more sanitary. Johnson's wax is of the very finest quality and long-wearing. The cost is really very little. So why not practice protective housekeeping in your home with genuine Johnson's wax? Dealers everywhere carry it. There are certain people who simply won't admit that nature does anything right. They're the kind who gild cattails, paint Whose Little Tootsie Are You on the shells of baby turtles, and clip poodle dogs to look like anemic lions. Here's one of those people now, as we meet Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hey, Fred, how much you charge me to paint this Christmas tree white?
Why do you want it white, McGee?
What do you mean, why do I want it white? You got 100 trees in this lot you've painted white.
Yeah, and I think they're horrible. What? Some people like them that way.
Never mind the artistic comment, Fred. How much?
$10.
$10? To spray a little white paint on this half-pint tree? Who do you think you are, Rembrandt? Look, looky here. Maybe you didn't understand, Fritz. I want this tree painted white, not gold-plated.
$10.
You're a pirate, and I'll bet you've made $200 already today.
You're a cheapskate, and I've made $340.
You're a robber, and you want to sell a half interest in this joint?
You're a stoop, and I wouldn't sell my own mother a half interest.
You're a low-down no-good.
A dirty swindler. 10 bucks to spray a little tree white. The rat. Cheating people right and left. Making $400 a day. A chiseler. I don't know whether to report him to the OPA or make him a better offer for a half interest. Low-down chiseler.
What's the matter, McGee? This time.
It's that guy Fred Corrigan that runs the Christmas tree lot at 14th and Oak. That dirty pine broker. Wanted to charge me $10 to paint our Christmas tree white.
Well, that does seem a little high, dearie. But think of the work there is to it. Putting all those needles back on after the paint dries.
They don't take the needles off. They just spray the trees. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. That's all there is to it.
Well, if whooshing will make it so, why don't you do it yourself?
If it's a $10 job, I can't afford to pay myself that much. Besides, I haven't got a paint spray, so... Hey, haven't we got a paint spray attachment on the vacuum cleaner?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh, I can have that tree painted white before you can say, don't it look awful?
Now, McGee, please, I realize we need the house painted, but not on the inside. Let's leave the tree green.
Oh, you'll love a white one, Snooky. It's the modern thing. Nobody uses green trees anymore. They're outmoded.
Hmm. You don't say. Well, tell me, Salvador... What color snow are people using this year? Chartreuse?
No kidding, Molly. White Christmas trees are all the rage. Everybody...
They must be. They throw me into one. Now, look, sweetheart. Just put the tree up and trim it. I love a green Christmas tree. Don't you, Alice?
Don't I what, Mrs. McGee?
Look, Molly, I'll put it up to Alice fair and square and let her give an opinion. Here's the preposition, kid. If you were going to have a Christmas tree, which would you rather have? A dusty, drab, dirty old green one or a bright, snappy, glistening white one?
Which, Alice?
Mistletoe.
Oh. Mistletoe. What an answer.
Well, jeepers, don't you like to hang up a little bouquet of mistletoe, Mr. McGee?
Oh, he's too shy, Alice.
I am not shy. What good is mistletoe? Catch somebody under it, and it's either somebody you can kiss anyway, like your wife, or you get a slap in the chops before you can point up to it. Mistletoe, bah. That's just poison ivy with berries.
We'll put some up, Alice, and you'll see who manages to spend most of his time loitering around beneath it.
Yeah.
But honestly now, dear, do you like a white Christmas tree?
Well, I like them all, Mrs. McGee. I don't care if they're purple. Gertrude always has a white one, though, and she likes them.
Who's Gertrude? We know her.
Oh, she's the boy who always rides past here in the cream-colored Cadillac and honks his horn, sister.
I see. Well, himself, he used to go with a man who owned a Stutz Bearcat's niece.
Yeah. Yeah, but I gave her up for an old guy with a broken-down Maxwell's daughter. But honestly now, Alice, don't you really prefer a white Christmas tree?
Well, I got awfully tired of them, Mr. McGee. When I was a little girl, my father gave us kids some little tiny paintbrushes and told us to paint a Christmas tree white.
Heavenly days.
Wow.
It must have taken you children a long time to paint a tree with little brushes. How long did it take you, Alice?
Oh, we never did get it finished. But it kept us off the streets till we were 18 years old. Well, I gotta wrap some presents. See you later.
Right, kid. How all that lovely golden hair can grow out of that solid bone, I'll never
know. Oh, she's awfully sweet, though, McGee. There isn't a mean thought in Alice's head.
No, nor any other kind. Well, this ain't getting my tree sprayed.
Where'd you leave the tree, dearie?
Out in front. I can attach the vacuum cleaner cord from the porch light. Now, let me see if I get the...
Come in. Oh, hello there, Dr. Gamble.
Hello, Molly. How are you today, pantry paunch?
Fine, Jumbo, fine. You out spreading a little Christmas cheer, telling your patients you're going to retire?
Oh. He's not going to retire for years yet, are you, Doctor?
My dear, I will retire on that far distant day when I can write a personal check for $400 and not have the hired help at the Fourth National Bank burst into hysterical laughter.
Why, go on, you old miser. You got that much buried under a loose brick in the fireplace right now.
trouble with you is you got more affection for a dollar than my wife has for a pound of butter. And that's the love match of the year, Fatso.
Ah, you have no right to say that, though, McGee. Dr. Gamble does more private charity work than anybody in town.
Certainly. I'm a very noble character. When I walk down the street, flowers spring into bloom.
Oh.
Birds burst into song, and taxi cabs honk twice before they try to kill me. Well, I gotta run along now. This is my busy season, you know.
I suppose the children keep you pretty busy around Christmas time, Doctor, huh?
No, it's the so-called grown-ups, my dear.
Huh?
This is the silly season, when 200-pound men start climbing 49-cent stepladders to wire dime store angels to the tops of $3 Christmas trees and wind up in a $500 plastic hat. Pennywise and compound fracture foolish.
Don't you want to stick around and watch me trim our Christmas tree, Doc? I'm painting it white.
Well, you don't have to do that, Skipwit.
Huh?
When I put my gift for you under it, it'll turn white.
Billy Mills and the Orchestra and the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
Clogs up like a sentimental woman at a sad movie.
What seems to be the matter, dear?
This paint spray goes along all right for a minute, then it chokes up. And when it comes loose again, it throws a blob of paint that'd knock IQ out of the balcony.
Well, pound it on the porch steps, and maybe that'll loosen it up.
Okay, I will.
There, now try it.
Okay. Ah!
Oh, heavenly days, Mickey, you almost hit me with that.
I'm sorry, kiddo, I didn't know it was loaded. Well, here we go. There, now, Dad ratted it, done it again. Clogged up.
Well, hurry up and get the job finished, McGee. It's colder than a lineman's lunch out here.
Well, you go on in the house if you want. I can handle this all right.
No, I've got to stay out here and tell people who you are.
Huh?
You get a little more of that white paint on you and they'll think you're a badly constructed snowman.
Okay. Ah, that does it. Now, I'll have this tree sprayed before you can
Watch
say...
your aim, dearie.
Huh?
No, you better shut it off.